Hi, everybody. Well, today's the night, huh? Oh, this is our night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And it's December 31st. Unless you're in some other time zone where it's January 1st. Oh, let's... I'll see if Carrie's on. We'll see what we can do here. We have our special call tomorrow to bring in the energies and water charging, so you want to get water. The call will be longer than 2 hours. It'll go maybe up to four, I'm guessing. We'll have to see. I think on the email it's at two, but it's normally about 4 hours, I think. But we'll play it by ear. 3 hours of the divine energies coming in, and then we have the 1 hour basically for water charging. So, and it starts my time, 1 o'clock PST. So, Carrie, are you out there?
I'm out here, yes. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. I have had a few messages from people where it is already 2012. Ron, I had a message from Pete in Australia and Luca in Croatia, and I see, Luca, you're on the fast chat. So we're already in different years, which is quite an interesting concept, isn't it? So Happy New Year to those of you already there and almost to the rest of us. I guess we'll be rolling over into 2012 for everybody on the East Coast, because I think we're going to go over a few minutes on tonight's show. So it's going to be interesting. We'll all be in different dates.
Got
so,
it.
Yeah, I don't know what that means in terms of timelines. I have no idea, but it is kind of curious. So we will be going to the light ship this evening in a little while. But we're not going to go just yet, so if you have any questions, do start typing those into the fast chat. And we're on station 2 tonight. Uh-oh, here goes my throat again. So, Ron, what should we start with? Let's see. I don't see any questions yet. Are we having callers tonight? Would you like callers tonight? Or?
Yeah, we can have callers. Maybe somebody could come in and talk about a healing maybe that they had over the last year that maybe helped them out a lot. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, what impacted you most, or maybe what group of healing? Because I know oftentimes it's kind of like a deck of cards. You pull one out here and one out there and then one out here, and then you have another one, and all of a sudden the whole problem comes tumbling down and you're feeling a whole lot better. And they do often seem to work in groups, don't they, Ron? Not just one at a time necessarily, although a lot of people do get benefit, of course, from just one.
So we'll go to the light ship first, and we'll have...
Oh, okay.
That way, in case people are up extra late. Not right now. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. So your animals and pets with it, if you like. Our garden, maybe not garden this time of year, but who knows. Into our little garden going. Here we go, going up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now. We'll go into the first room in orange. So we'll go into the orange room. Orange energy is coming our way. And request healing, because the light always sees you perfect. Doesn't judge you, but you have to judge yourself, because you may have an owie or something, or a situation. You want to get it out. Changing one bit of perfection to another. Here we go. Going into this room. Here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And next, let's bring in the energy of... we did the purple energy, getting rid of the orbs that were purple. Now let's bring in the purple energy from the light ship. Here it comes. Actually, violet, the violet energies. Violet, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to go into the centrifuge room where they help to eliminate negative addictions, patterns, things like this. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And think of a situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we'll go into the room with the large water. All this has the rainbow energy in the waterfall, so each drop is a different color. Oh, it kind of looks like Christmas lights from a distance. So here we go. It's coming our way, so stronger. And again, request healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and if you want to request a room, you can. I see Shane's wanting a white light room, so here comes the white light. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll bring in the birdies here, but these will be owls. So birds, I guess. So here comes the owl energy. So stronger. And request healing. Stronger. 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 Stronger and stronger. And now we got another one for bunny rabbits. So here we go. Bunny rabbits are coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. We'll go into another room here. And we'll go into the room that has white buffalo. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's go into the room that has the bumblebees. Go. So, stronger. 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 And stronger. Go into the pain release room now. Also, again, request healing. We're also in the hot tub room to have some relaxations. So, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see how that feels for everybody. There's some more pain energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's go out on one of the defense fleet ships here. In fact, we'll have our own to go out on. Be fun for New Year's here. Here we go. We're going now to yep, but all these are kind of hovering, and you walk up a little step ladder to it, we'll say, or ramp. Lights up different colors. When you're standing on is one color. Normally, this one here that I'm seeing now, it's a red as you stand on and green as you go forward. Go down, it's reversed. That way you see where you're going. And we're going up. They already have us in orientation how to fly the light ship. This is one of the defense fleet ships. So we're all on defense fleet ships here. We'll have some fun tonight. We're going to go fight some aliens. Well, here we go. Here we can, I sign here. So here we go. We're going out. You can check your hands here. Feel the gravity. Move your hands up and down like you're a bird, you know, flapping your wings. Just slowly and just see how the gravity feels, okay? And now you're in artificial gravity. Here we go. Going out 1/3 of the way, 2/3, and now we're out of the light ship. And check your hands again, and they will feel a little different. Now we're going into one of the areas here, and we're going into one of the zones that the militaries are fighting in. So, 1, going there now. 3, 4, and 5, you might feel the energy around you. That defense fleet ship. They're now going to look for some aliens that have infiltrated. It's like the underground right now here. This part actually does not work when we go to the light ship on archive. You can listen to what we're talking about. Oh, you're able to now see the alien ships coming. Normally they start blasting you with lasers. Actually feel the energy probably bouncing off of the body. Off the ship. Okay? And sometimes your body might jolt a little bit. It's very intense energy. So right now we're going to shoot back at them, and you're going to notice that can't really see what's coming at them, and they're gone instantly. Not too dramatic, not too emotional, just that one moment of time, their time they're there, and the next moment in their time they're no longer. Knocked out the timeline and disintegrated. Oh, we can do a couple more areas here. We'll go to where the French are fighting right now. No. They have, you can actually see them. They, each particular government has, you know, different uniforms. So you can actually see them look a little differently. Well, we're with the French squadron here. Happening. You might see the flashes of light. Here we go. Well, here more things are happening. So there's probably about 4 ships being taken out right now. Happens instantaneous. And we'll go to where the Russian fleet is here. Going there too. Go. They're in a larger battle, looks like. We'll help them out. Go. Actually feel the lasers, whatever they're using, coming to you. Too spectacular. If you're able to see this, you're going to actually be able to just see them vanish. It all depends how much you're able to bring back right now to you as this is happening. You know, drama and trauma. On. We'll go to where the Russians are here. Russians and also the Polish. Nope. Both of them right now, they somehow joined together. No. There's some more aliens being shot down, so that's how it's kind of like when you go out. Normally, if you do feel an impact, you're going to actually feel your body just maybe quiver or shake just slightly. It depends how much force shooting at the defense fleet ships. Normally, they don't take a direct hit. It just kind of goes over or around it, bounces off a little bit, diverted. But you sometimes do feel it is like in the fast shot, not like a laser light show. Yeah, that's what it looks like. So here we go. Going to one other area. We're going to go underground right now. The reason why we don't see them fighting specifically here is because they're on multiple timelines, because the aliens come in on multiple timelines and they connect to this one here, take off energy, but they're out there multiple timelines doing all this dirty deeds to us. All the alien races that we're dealing with getting rid of, population here would just be, you know, a lot more than what it is now. They'd have to be down here fucking the earth with us. Went into the underground. We're looking for phone factories now. And we're probably about 30 miles down, I think, the way it looks here. So, taking out some alien races. Happen to be Arcturians that we're looking at right now. They do have a chance of going to the light. Normally, I don't mention that, but they always have that chance. Most of them don't know the difference of light and dark. They just want to keep on with the agenda of pulling us. So, another location. This one here looks like it's Mexico. There are some of the octopus energies. And that's probably good enough for tonight. I think this is kind of what you'd be doing if you wanted to enlist. You may not see all this happening, but you will probably feel something. So we'll come back to the light ship. Kind of move your arms up and down, see how they feel. The light ship with the artificial gravity, so one-third of the way in, two-thirds, and now we're in light ship. Out, the ship that we're in, thanking the comrades there, we'll call them on the left, and you can actually look at and see where they have some areas on the, actually got hit by some of the lasers. You can actually see like dents, possibly, marks on it, like it got scratched. They actually repair those instantly. Interesting. Scanning for radiation, too, before they come into the... Back now here, so coming back down. So with us, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hey, Carrie.
Wow, thanks, Ron. What a great opportunity. Thank you so much. I'm just wondering if our animal took part in that, because my little guy walked out of the room when we started doing that. I was wondering if their spirits come and help when you take us out in that way.
Yeah, sometimes they do come, yes. I have seen animals up there actually, spirits.
Yeah, interesting. Well, if anybody would like to call in and share if they what they experienced or saw, that would be great. Tonight's numbers are under the Station 2 play button. And the first one is the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada people, and that's 888-429-5471, or you can try area code 530-513-6472. 530-513-6472. That's line 3 under the Station 2 play button. So it does look like quite a lot of people were seeing things, Ron, from the comments on the fast chat, people seeing lights spinning I'm just looking at all the different comments here, trying to... Yeah, Shane is saying a serious energy. That's what I felt like, too. Things felt sort of serious when we went out, which, of course, makes sense. Martha says she was feeling a lot of protective energy, buzzing, very full of light, a lot of large soldiers, says Lewis, and soldiers protecting us now, it feels like, says O'Hare. The cat just came back in. How interesting. He just jumped on the desk and came back in front of the computer. That is so interesting. Do you not want to go fight aliens, Pishi? Is that why you've come back? Wow, that's so funny. He left the room when we started doing that, and here he is again. Okay, so, Charles typed something interesting in earlier on. And you were doing all that chakra work for us yesterday, and Charles is saying he has a tattoo of all the chakras going down his spine, and he's wondering if the crown chakra tattoo cords him to the aliens. What do you think about that?
The crown chakra one, yeah, that's that energy. That's why we have the crown chakra clearing, to get that stuff off. close down your chakras, because you want them closed down to other people. You don't want them shut off to yourself. You want the energy not to go out to other people to attach. But the crown is where the aliens come in. They can also come in once they're in the crown, then they jellyfish will come down around your skin and attach to your chakras too. I get more like them attaching to your cells of your body, but yeah, chakras are, you know, why we have it listed there to have them closed down for you.
So what about in Charles's case where he has the images of those tattooed onto his body? Does that affect, he's wondering if the actual tattoo of the crown chakra on his body causes more cording.
I would say it probably would. I do the barcode one getting up shortly here sometime. That was your chakras, I think.
Okay.
Have some other ideas, Carrie?
Yeah, so that's a healing that's not up yet. Will be soon. It's a kind of a situational barcode where we can choose issues or situations that our body is going through, or that that we can think of, come up with, and you can clear a potential barcode from you. So Ron, you're suggesting that Charles do this for his tattoo?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Okay. All right. And then I know you wanted to talk a little bit about the clearing that you did, I think it was last night, and when you were mixing up the color energies of the chakra. So did you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we'll just see. Maybe somebody could call in if they feel better today from that. Quite interesting, because that happens a lot. If you're a person that gets upset a lot, then you're taking your power and put it into your throat and blasting people with that anger. Other things too, you know. Oh, like I mentioned, the lady who was very sexually active with men. Not that she had to love men, because she fell in love with people all the time. The two chakras were goofy. So after I released that from her, she felt much better. I solved her problem, because she couldn't figure out why that was happening to her. Oh, it's quite interesting. Oh, but anyway, you may have something that is going on. You may be, your third eye is connected somewhere else. Possible too, you know. A clearing last night, I'm sure that you're all probably feeling pretty good. So if somebody wants to call in about it, if they feel better or balanced today, that'd be great. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, let's see. So I guess there's a few other animal things happened when you took us out there, Ron. And Trent is saying his dog's ears went straight up and was really attentive. And something about Ishmael's dog's hair, or hairy. Lewis is asking if you have a slime clearing. The slime body, that is a clearing, right? That's a whole life. No, wait a minute. That's just a, I can't remember. That's a multi-layered thing that we get off us. I did that so long ago, I'm blanking out on what that is. Do you remember any of the details, Ron? I know it's a conscious alien life form that's around us, and I think it was clogging up our lungs and heart when you found it, as I remember.
It sounded like having yourself, like if they poured honey on you and it went into everything.
Okay.
That consistency of like warm honey, and it go into all your pores and clog stuff up. Yeah, that's patients that you don't want to be slimed. Aliens do that to you to keep you held captive.
Yeah, so if you just go on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and in one of the search bars, just type in the word slime, it should come up. I'll go check that in a minute. So New is saying that there's a yellow gold goo around their navel still, and I know that came up, I think, yesterday. So New is wondering if you can clear that, or maybe, I don't remember what happened yesterday when I read this before. I think that might have been
right
when the whole chakra thing came up, actually.
Maybe we can get some more information from, maybe New could call up.
Yeah.
tell us maybe what...
A little bit more about it, yeah. Okay, that would be great. Okay, so I'm looking full of... Okay, where... Donna, where can I find the place to log all my clearings? Do you know what that means, Ron?
Where can what?
Find a place to log all my clearings.
There's no place on the website to log your clearings for you. We'll see, we'll just put your clearings in a Word document. Have the codes handy if they need to get them. We'll putting up that site for the new Earth.
Yeah, so that'll be up soon. That's going to be a free clearing where we can go and type in all the clearings that we've had, and those parts of us that have been cleared out of darkness will be bilocating over to the new Earth constantly. Cammie's asking if we can have another orb sample, so maybe you can just do one color, Ron.
Okay. We'll see what they want, okay?
All right. You want to type in a color? We'll see what most of you would like. And I will give the numbers out again. If somebody could type those into the fast chat, that would be great. So it's station 2, and it's 888-429-5471, and then line 3, area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472, or 888-429-5471. So, Ron, how do people, since we're almost at the Sunday, the call that you're having tomorrow to bring in the new energies, for 2012, how do people sign up for that? Is there a special place on the website that they go, or do they need to email you, or what's the story with
that?
You
could email me, but it should be on the top of the website under the events that we have there.
Okay, I see it now, yes. Okay, it's right at the top in yellow, monthly. Oh, no, that's a monthly four-hour upcoming event. Okay, I'm just going to click on that just so that I can get this right for people. Okay, I'll check that out when you're talking next. All right, so let's have a look. Clicking on the refreshing the fast chat here. Okay, my fast chat is frozen, of course. All right. Okay, something's up with my fast chat button. Okay, Anne is saying that they would like a sample of gold. We've got a couple of requests for orange as well.
Okay, here we go. Do orange, here it comes. Orange ore is being released. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's do the gold energy of orbs. Get those orbs to get them released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's go down ships again. We'll go up to the light ship and get in our defense fleets that we had here. Do round two here. Go to the underground. Probably going into the Russian ships here. Look for the Acturians and also look for some orbs. Checking people. So, down there, and you may see orbs, alien race. I'm going to start taking those out. I'm feeling that powerful with their weaponry. Looking for Acturians down there. Start to feel that too. A little bump just now happening. Up the tunnels. These are, a lot of times, they have clone factories, too, down there. Unless they're down there torturing humans physically. of people. And no? Yeah. Bunch of battles on many different fronts here. There's other questions. Want to go into maybe the friendships or the Polish army or even the Canadian, you can. All down here doing this cleanup right now. Very, very interesting. Start to feel your room actually change right now as these battles are going on, if they're on you anyway. Take a picture, you're going to see orbs. So not that they're tracking you, it's just that they're here. Best thing to have somebody take some pictures with a camera as we're doing this process to see if the orbs are actually oh, a lot of soldiers now kind of walking around the aims down there. A lot of it's just smoldering. No information right now. All the life forms are destroyed, so it's not like what that you have here, or soldiers, or people that maybe are hit and they're ready to shoot you again because you're playing dead. That doesn't happen. They're just not there. Looking for information to bring back fighting force, their armies right now. The Air Force would be there too, but basically it's the Army now on the ground. Maybe you want to call it the Marines, you could call it that. Walking in the tunnels, looking for, looks like they got rid of a lot of that energy up here. Oh, we're going back to the light ship. I could see if you have any marks on it from the battles, and contaminated, if you had any contamination put on you. Now we're back here. So we're here now. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Marcy's wondering how many bottles of water do we need for tomorrow's call? Are you doing 1 week's worth?
Yeah, we do 1 week. So seven containers of water, yes. Normally people get gallon containers.
Okay.
Maybe to carry in if you up on, you know, the 20th floor of a place or something, but that's probably what's best, I would say. At least get half a gallon.
Okay. And then...
Mr. Neighbor to help you carry him.
And really, then Cammy... Sorry, go on.
I say you're really thirsty and you wanted to prepare for the week.
Yeah. Cammy is asking about the whole life clearing for the orbs and whether the colored orbs come with that. And I know you, I think it was yesterday.
It will come with it, but if, I'll have to send it to you.
Yeah.
The life one, which you will. Then I need to get an email from you. You can just maybe send me a link or you know, just copy the PayPal, or I will forward you over colored orb clearing.
Okay, great. And just for any of you that weren't listening earlier in the week, Ron is offering the whole life orb clearing for $50, despite your age being over 10, most of you, I'm sure. So when you buy that, just put in that you're 10 years old, and you'll get the clearing for $50. And then, as he just said, send Ron an email, and you'll be sent the page that does the different colored orbs if you'd like to do that after you do the whole life one. Shannon's asking, please give specifics regarding entering clearings onto the website. I think, Shannon, you're probably talking about entering them onto the New Earth clearing. If you're not, type something else in, and I'll read that in a sec. But if you are talking about that, when that comes up, there'll just be a place where you, when you open the page for the New Earth clearing, you just type in whatever you've had, you know, whole life emotional, alien attack, timeline crashing, whatever you've done. Anything else you want to add to that, Ron?
No, that's it. Well, how do you people feel out there? Let's get some call-ins. Oh, get somebody to call in here. The how you're feeling about seeing the aliens out there. Got a camera and you took pictures of them.
Boy, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Then I could see them. That would be cool. Okay, so while we're waiting for that, and please do call somebody. That would be nice. Let's see, what time is it? 7:34, so we've got about half an hour or more left on the show. Bet is wondering, or Betty, if you would explain again the best kind of affirmations to write to match up with the energies that you're going to bring in tomorrow.
Yeah, you just, I would do probably about 15 of them. And just something that you may want to experience or have maybe brought new into your life. Could be anything. Could be a new car. It could be, be relocating for a new job, something like that. Naturally, everybody will probably put down they want to have more money. But remember, the trick is if you would like to have more income, then you may have to move, physically move someplace. And if you're in a job that, you know, has no way of giving you extra income, then that may not manifest. You have to figure out if you want to have a second job or something like that. So it's kind of a little difficult, more difficult for people who have a fixed income with the job and, you know, they're not going to get promoted typically because maybe, you know, you're not, you know, doing something where you can get a promotion. Have to look at other ways to do that, but everything else could probably be way that you want to have your life changed. You might want to put in, if you have addictions, like to have those released, and just find out what month's energy seem to match up with your manifestations that you'd like to bring forward. Like I said, probably do about 15 of them because you may not find out that energies may not even correlate to one of those or two of those, so you want to have extra ones put aside and just kind of match them up. Just write them down, order, and you're going to know what they are naturally because you wrote them. And then you want to write down the month that is going to correspond to that particular manifestation. So how to do things. That's the way to have it. I think most people in the follow or previous years anyway, by the time we got to about the ninth or tenth month, they're so in bliss that they stopped doing it. I don't know how this is going to be this year coming up, but that's what a lot of people said. They said, I just couldn't do anything. I just enjoyed the call, so peaceful. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we have a question left over from the holidays here, and Kathy is wondering a couple of things. Wondering, first of all, we were talking earlier in the week about pulling our energy out of things we've made, sent, owned, etc. She's wondering about how we should manage, energetically manage gifts that we've received from other people. Is there anything that we can do to send their energy back to them, or what kinds of things can we do about objects that come to us from other people that where we don't want to connect with that energy, but perhaps we want to keep the gift? I don't know. I'm just sort of guessing there.
I'm trying to think here. What I would you want to get it put into peace energy. Well, that the person will feel peace when they think of you. If you take the energy away, then they may wonder, then they may feel abandoned because they gave you something with a big intent on that energy, you know, on that particular gift. If you have peace and they'll still feel peace, they'll think, oh, this is very nice, that, you know, they like this, you'd say, because the peace will be energy like they really like. They'll think that you like what you gave them. They gave you a gift to pull energy from you, and I think the piece would still work. So I might just go to the object charging and maybe just put peace in for that gift and have it neutralized. That way you can, you know, have the gift without having any strings attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what I would do. If you start touching it, we'll say, or doing mental energy work on it, or anything like that, then you're kind of getting yourself tied up into the energy. Then you're tied up into probably more cording because you're using the mind energy to uncord something, but it's actually the mind that's corded in the first place. So you're just getting more mixed up with stuff on it. Actually, now know that you don't want to use the violet flame energy.
Right. Okay, then I had an email from somebody else the other day, sort of on this same theme, and they were asking about old records, you know, that we might have in the attic, like tax stuff or memorabilia or whatever, and would it be good to burn those? I know you have. We've been talking about on the last few shows that it's better to be cremated than be buried. So what about...
Give it to the dump, and the energy is still going to be there. Going to the earth, and you're still attached to it. Remember, the aliens can dig it up and find you. So that's how I would perceive that. If you can burn it, I would burn it.
Okay, and then the person was also wondering about inherited items, things perhaps that you inherited, you know, from your parents or grandparents, and also wedding gifts.
Same thing.
Okay.
I have energy on it.
Yeah, so just treat it the same way as
and now some people may have a loved one that passed on and they don't want to get the energy off on it. They want to feel their vibration, which is okay. Nothing's wrong with that. Just that make sure that nothing hops into that thing to hop into you. That's the only problem with that. That you could be having a family lineage going through that particular gift. And that could maybe cause the DNA activations in you, maybe through your family lines, going back to the get-go. So that's another problem. But I think most people are probably going to want to maybe keep the energy in it if maybe they got a ring or something from a grandfather or a grandmother or something, you know. Real precious to you, maybe even your own particular spouse that may have passed on or something. But eventually, you probably want to neutralize it at some point so that the energy is no longer there. It could be emotional energies being drawn into that. You don't want emotional energies. You want to have spirit energy. So I just look at that aspect, too. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I thought it might be nice if you would activate the light being for us this evening, Ron, with some peace energy.
Okay, we'll bring that in. So here we go. So one, two. Oh, Marcy, I have here about abundance. Well, if you want money, then state money. No, you want to have more things in your life, and that'd probably be abundance. So that's how I would look at that, okay? So if you want money, then put down money. That's the bottom line, money. So here we go. But remember, you have to work for it. You have to figure out how to get it. So just by asking for it and sitting there, you know, by not moving your feet and looking for a new job or something like that, you're not going to have it vividly come to you. Although, and you definitely don't want to have your soul family see that and say, oh, this person wants to be rich. You know, well, we'll get them into a car accident and paralyze them, and then they can sue and get $1 million. Oh, that's the way the soul family setups work. That's why we take you out of that in the foreign one. So you have to be, willing to look for what you want in a way that it won't hurt you. Your soul family can set you up on an affirmation like that to bring you that much money if you want a whole lot of it. You have to be very careful what you bring forward. Those soul family agreements can be very, very strong. That's why it's also good if you want to bring something into your life to use your billboard, psychic billboard, so you can monitor it all the time. Well, that you may want to use that along with each month coming up here. So here we go, bringing some peace energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger,
So Cindy's wondering if instead of burning papers, will shredding work too?
That will work also, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, paper shredder will work too.
Okay, great. Okay. Okay, what was the other thing I was going to ask you? Oh, yeah. I was just wondering if somebody has, you know, if they've got wedding gifts, let's say they had a really big wedding and they've got tons and tons of gifts, or they have a lot of papers or, you know, multiple things, and maybe it would take a really long time to go object by object on the object clearing. Could you do groups of objects? I mean, could you plonk all your wedding gifts in front of the screen and just clear wedding gifts, or do you need to go one by one?
How would that work? I would do it one by one.
Okay. And does the space clearing help with that at all? If they're sitting in your room and you did the room, would that make any difference to the objects?
It will clear away the energy putting peace into your room, but the objects will still radiate that energy until they're cleared.
Okay.
Not going to necessarily clear everything in your room by the space clearing. It'll bring peace in there, but it's not, you know, it'll last for as long as it can last. It's not going to stay there forever until you become unpeaceful. It'll bring you peace. You can live in the peace, but then if you get a phone call and you become emotional, then the peace will leave you. The objects will then be right back to where they were before, radiating the energy, of that frequency from the person. Because remember, the person then cords that energy. So that gift is corded to that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at somebody, you know, gave you a picture, then they're corded to that. And whenever you look at the picture, you're connected right into them. Or you brought them right into your room as you see that picture because you think about that person. Or if not, the energy is there. So, you know, I would neutralize, you know, each individual piece so that you can be at peace.
So, Ron, can we do that with photographs? I mean, I know I have photographs of mostly people in England because I don't really ever see them hardly. Can we...
Do that with
a photo, and then the next time we look at them, are we still going to cord them?
Probably not, no.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So we
and the person on the other end will also have a healing, too, of peace.
Oh, okay.
Because their energy is being put out into that photo.
Yeah.
Well, kind of like, you know, the bucket with the hole in it. There's, you know, their energy is being leaked out. They don't even realize it.
Yeah. So
they're
then that brings...
energizing that photo for you.
Yeah, that brings up the topic of all the photos that have ever been taken of us that are scattered all over the place. So that's probably something that we can do with that commanding exercise that you told us about last week, where we command our spirit and command our body to pull all its energy. We could say, I command my body to pull all its energy back from all the photos that have been taken of me. Could we do that?
Yeah, you could probably do that. That'd be fine, yeah.
Okay.
I remember seeing a movie on Netflix. It had a deal with, I think it was when George Bush was in office, the last Bush, and he, something going on in Iraq, and it was, like a true story. It almost looked real, you know. Of the soldiers that had a problem. I remember they had it on the news, and they had to reprimand these soldiers for going in and killing some people, and they kind of showed the soldiers were all about there, they were doing. I can't recall what it was called, but anyway, it came out. Well, I was just watching that, and the soldiers there actually, you know, they had with them pictures of their wife or a girlfriend or something. So all those energies, like we're saying, you know, that photo could have, was corded to them. They were corded to the photo. So they were using that photo to maybe make them feel better because they had somebody that cared for them, the photo. But that's the same thing as cording, you say. So the energies of them, what they were doing there, could have been transferred into the photo going back to the person who gave them the photo. I'll just put it that way. You know, we're talking about energy of photos and how you can feel energies, and that's what they were doing, is having a photo so they could feel their loved one over here in the States. you look at it that way, that's what happens with the energy, because that energy is there. Back to you, Carrie.
Interesting. I think in American Indian cultures, I know there is some culture where they don't like to have the photographs taken of them because they know that a piece of them is in the picture. So this fits with what you're saying tonight, Ron. Very interesting. So Kathy is asking about the light infusion chamber, which, of course, you'll have in L.A. at the Conscious Life Expo February 10, 11, and 12 at the LAX Hilton. Kathy's asking if we can bring photos and objects to get neutralized with us and take them into the light infusion chamber.
Whatever you have on you would work that way, yeah.
Okay.
I do have people that send me photographs who'd like to be in there for the whole time. That's fine. We charge $100 to have the unlimited usage for the photos. If you are, if you live someplace other than Los Angeles and you can't come and you want to have that, just send me an email and maybe a money order or something with that. We'll print it out and we'll put it in an envelope for you and put it right in the light chamber, so they'll be energized for the whole weekend, including Friday.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know, too. I know you've mentioned that the last couple of expos you've done. But also for Kathy's question, which is a little bit different, if you're there in person, can we bring, I think she's asking, if we're coming in person, can we bring an object into the light infusion chamber or a photo of somebody?
You could probably bring one thing or something. People bring jewelry sometimes and they wear it and they want to have it neutralized. You can also, go on the website for a dollar and do it too. But whatever you're having on you, your clothing will be neutralized because it'll just bring you peace energy along with the healing that you request when you're in there. So I do have some people that don't want to have something that they bought or paid a lot of money for. They don't want to have it neutralized because they think it's doing them some good. And they'll leave it outside in their purse because they don't want to have, whatever they purchased. We'll say they bought a $1,000 pendant at the expo. Well, they bring it into the light chamber. Whatever mind energy is in that, which is programmed into whatever they have, it's neutralized. So that's what happens. Now, I will. I won't go into this here. There was a gentleman selling these pendants that goes around your neck, and they were very, very pricey. Probably about $1,500 to maybe like about $10,000, depending on what kind of material it's made out of. And it looked like a dish, that you had on your house. At the the DirecTV or whatever. So people wore that, and he was on one of the I think the 4-hour conference calls that we had. And on his, I guess he had two little round things on it of something, some type of crystals or something was attached to it. I don't know what it was, but it came that way. And after the call, one of them was missing. So that means that when he patted around his neck going to the light ship, they just took it off. Oddly enough, it doesn't happen that often, but it's probably causing him harm. So they took the piece off there because it was programmed with some probably negative energy hurting him. Looked all over for that little of whatever it was that was attached to it, and they used epoxy, so it'd be impossible, I guess, to get it off. But it got taken off. So that was quite interesting. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Stephanie is pointing out about how celebrities, famous people, have so many photos taken of them and that must be draining their energy enormously. Yeah, that's got to be a really tricky situation. So Cindy is asking, do we receive energy from music and movies?
Yeah, if you tie into it emotionally, yeah, you would. Yeah,
So if we are in neutral, do not get an emotional reaction, then we won't get connected to it. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. Yeah, I enjoy watching movies. Doesn't matter what it is. Something that I don't like to watch at all. I don't want to get involved with that energy, but I do like watching ones that give me a clue what the aliens are doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I won't watch movies like, you know, Chainsaw Massacre or something like that, but I will watch other ones about aliens and things just to get a clue on what's happening. But I don't have any reaction to it. I just look at it and watch it. Mm-hmm. Quite interesting, and I kind of like the ones like Battle LA I'm watching, and I go, man, these guys don't even have a clue of what's out there. And they, you know, you see this alien creature coming, you know, and battle machines, you know, and the army's fighting it, and I just shake my head. I just got to laugh, you know, because it's so ridiculous. But they are bringing the news out, you know, and of what's going to happen, because it is happening. Oh, it is giving people a clue that they may just see it as sci-fi anyway and not believe it. You know, why are they showing these movies, you know? Aliens are trying to show the other aliens what they're doing. That's the bottom line. Aliens look into people as shapeshifters, watch different things, and that's the way it works. So.
All right. So Betty is asking, can we command all the energy to go back to everyone else, not just ourselves?
Well, they may attack you even worse with the energy. You see, once they know that you're disconnected, then they're going to want to, because they're getting something out of it, benefited by the energy that they're stealing from you. So, you know, it's like having water in your plants every day or something, you know, on a warm day. You know, you're nurturing the plant, but if you stop watering it, the plant's going to know that, hey, something's up here, you know. And so a person, if you disconnect the cordings and something like that that they gave you, like on a present or something, then they, you know, after a while they may forget about it. But at first they're probably wondering, did that person open the gift up? Did they like it? No, and their energy is in there. So by disconnecting it, that'd be the best thing to do, but I'd wait a while. They may want to reconnect with you. You can always plug it into the sun. Well, still another energy, probably alien, you see, but give them the alien energy. That'll nurture them, too. It might be kind of bad to do that in a sense, but they're trying to, in a sense, attack you by having a gift or something like that that hoarding you. So I would just plug it into the sun there, and hopefully they aliens won't attack them too much, because the sun does have a lot of energy. Back to you, Carrie.
Interesting. So Stephanie is asking, if a clone steps in when you have your picture taken, is that better than if it were the real you?
Yeah, but it's hard to say when the real you is the real you.
Right.
Imagine if you took your picture after our Monday sessions where we do the decloning, then you would probably see the real you. So that's what you might do. You know, like I said, if you have a video camera, just put it on yourself and watch as you go through that process of being decloned and just see how you feel.
Yeah.
So, shredding, I think I'll cover that again here. So if you shred your papers, it would be good if you can't burn them or changing the energy on it.
And then what about posting your picture somewhere online? Marcy's wondering, is it not good to put your photo up on Facebook or websites like that?
I would say that would be the worst thing you could ever want to do.
Okay. Okay, I'm just scanning through here. Music, we did that one. Marcy's wondering if we can protect ourselves when we watch a movie. How would we do that?
Shrink wrap.
And mind to heart drop.
Mind to heart drop, you know, do the shrink wrapping.
Yeah, if you don't have a reaction, you're not going to get corded. So the way to not have a reaction is not to have emotions, and the place to be to not have emotions is in your in your heart center. Okay, I'm not sure. I'm just going to read this, Ron, and see if you know what this means from Valaya. About plugging cords into the sun, is that so they have an energy source and do not know? I'm not sure what that part is.
Yeah, that's correct, because all the person wants from you is energy. So you don't want to plug them into anybody else. You could, but I wouldn't recommend doing that. But you could actually probably connect a cord to someone else, just like they're doing to you, but that's like a dark side practitioner. Sun out there does have a lot of energy. Just plug it in there, kind of, visualize it, plug it in there, and they'll be charged up, and they may not ever bother you again. That's one way to look at it. Get rid of the cord, they're going to know that it's missing, typically. The cord you should begin with. And some people will say, yeah, I disconnected the cord, and sure enough, within a day or two, I felt the cord get reattached. Because the person said, oh, man, I'm getting tired today. Oh, where's that cord from Charlie over there? I need to get did Charlie cut the cord off? Wow, I got to put it back on again, So, yeah, that's one way to do it. Just to be a little, you have to say, well, I plug it into the sun, it is a possibility that the aliens that control the sun might attach to the person, so that would be kind of bad. But the person, remember, should not be cording you anyway, so... the sun would have much more energy than you ever could even think of having. That's one way to look at that. I'm not saying that's 100% correct, but mm-hmm. Couldn't tell a person to stop courting you because they may not even know that they're doing it.
Right.
Think of you and you have a cord member. They don't have to think of you continuously, want to do that consciously. Once they think of you, you got a cord. That's the way the dark side set this place up here.
Okay, Betty's asking, can we do some kind of clearing for tonight? But Betty, I think we need something a little more specific. I don't know, unless you have anything that you feel people need, Ron, as you scan us and you come up with anything?
Boy, let's see. Well, we'll bring in some peace. Let's bring some peace in for the new year. Oh, here we go. Looks like it's 2012 now, probably back east. But here we go. Some peace energy. So stronger. You bring up the light beam. Stronger. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Terry, we're a little bit past the hour here, so we should probably
okie dokie
off the call here, and I guess people back east, Happy New Year.
Just about.
Yes, peace. So I got two after my computer here. Oh,
yeah, I was thinking it was going to be midnight when we finished the show, but it's actually only 11 there, so we're all still in the same year in the U.S.
Well, the people that are beyond.
Yeah.
past
Europe. Europe and Australia, and even I think the Caribbean is rolling over into 2012.
Yep.
Yeah, so Maria just is mentioning that she sold a ring a year ago, and how does she clear that? So that's just that exercise, command your body to pull the energy back to you from that ring, and command your spirit also.
Yep, just make sure it gets neutralized during that process so that there's nothing on it.
And how do you do that, Ron? What do you mean? I'm not sure what you mean.
Yeah, what you want is to have everything. So if something belonged to you and you got rid of it, then you want to make sure that your energy is disconnected from it. And everybody else is that you, just if you had, like, for instance, a ring that somebody gave you, their energy's in the ring too, plus your energy. So you have two people's energies in it, plus the person who made the ring. But You don't really know that, you see. All you know is that it was given to you as a gift from somebody. Even a wedding ring or something like that. So it was from one person's energy. You want to clear that out of the ring that gave it to you, energy that you had, because you're wearing the ring, we'll say, and then get those two out. And you may do the person a favor who actually made the ring, take their energy out of the ring too. whatever was involved with that process. You can do that right on the website. I think the object charging would do that. Get rid of the energy on it. Just to neutralize it. And it'll work instantly, even if you don't have any in your possession. You're just thinking about it, and it'll be neutralized for you.
And for clothing, if we're washing our clothing, does that do that, or are we still corded to the person that made it and possibly...
The washing should get rid of the energy instantly.
Okay, so we don't need to clear our clothes. It's more objects that we can't run under water or stuff like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Although you might be able to put life force into your clothing to help you out a little bit.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'd give that a try just to see how it works.
Mm-hmm.
That should work. But mainly it's just to get things put into peace.
Yeah. All right, Ron. Well, we're just a little past the hour, end of another year. So I think, I'll just say on behalf of all of us, thank you so much for all the help that you've given to so many of us in such a selfless way for yet another year. And I know I'm speaking for, I'm sure, everybody that listens to you regularly and has met you and so forth. It's you're such a huge, wonderful addition to our lives. I don't know how we'll ever thank you for all you've done for us.
Welcome. So, yeah, it's been, next year is going to be probably very intense.
Yeah.
2012 and the aliens trying to do more takeovers. So it'll be an interesting year. Oh, everybody, Happy New Year when it turns into that time. We could do some peaceful sleeping water if you want before we sign off here.
Okay.
Everybody get a glass of water. It would be for a peaceful, restful sleep. Here we go. I'm going to bring the light beam up if you can. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Well, we'll see you tomorrow, hopefully, on the call. It's $20. Starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It'll probably be 4 hours in length. We'll do 3 hours, I would imagine, approximately for the for each month. And the last hour will be for the water activation. So you have one container of water for each day of the week. First one that we will be charging will be used on Monday. Have 7 days of water, and they're in sequential order. Don't drink all the water during that day. Then, just put it in your bath water that evening or something, or put that. I don't know. Thank you, Carrie. We'll see you later, everybody.
Thanks, Ron, and see you all next year.
I'll see you next year.
Good night.
Hey, good night, everybody. Blessings.